Well, hello there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you, and welcome aboard to the daily podcast or video, depending on where you're watching this. Normally, I'm in the studio doing straight podcast with intermittent video. At the moment, I'm on a speaking tour here in the beautiful state of Tasmania, recording this. If you're hearing it on audio, I'm actually doing a video as well. There'll be links to that. If you're watching this on video, there should be podcast links under here. So whatever floats your boat, my friend. So it's an interesting format to do it in, because just sometimes you just do video, sometimes you just do audio. So I'm trying to kind of hit both things off this one format today. But I really hope I can have something useful for you. Please make sure you've subscribed wherever you're seeing or hearing. It does make a difference. And go and check out the website at the end of this, jonathandoyle.co. Or given what I've actually been doing today, please make sure you follow me on Instagram at jdoylespeaks. Why? Because today I got off stage at about 11 o'clock and I had the day to myself. So I don't know if you've ever been to the beautiful city of Hobart, but if you have, you'll be familiar with Mount Wellington. It is this enormous mountain that rises up from the ocean and the River Derwent, the Derwent River. And I always wanted to go to the top of it. And I thought, given that I'm doing an ultra marathon in a few weeks, I thought, why don't I run to the top of Mount Wellington, 25K return loop. Very, very steep, and off we go. But here's what I want to share with you about. Hopefully the editors might be able to sneak some of the footage in from the climb today. But I'm gonna tell you something about myself that most people wouldn't really know. And it's, I am not super comfortable with heights. Flying doesn't bother me. You know, ladders, whatever, don't bother me. But there was something about this today where most of the run, you're in rainforest working your way up. And then, of course, you come out of that eventually onto this huge rock face. And it's immense. Like, you're so high up over the ocean. It's dramatic because you've got the Southern Ocean, which just goes down to Antarctica. And you start going higher and higher. And it's quite exposed as you work your way up the rocks. And I can't lie to you, there were moments there today where I was like, hey. I was like, this is really hard for me. The first thing about fear is we all have them, and yours will just be different to mine. So, you know, today I was doing speaking, right? I had a large group of leaders that I was speaking to, leadership formation. A lot of people are terrified of public speaking. I've been doing it for so long that I never get nervous. I get focused, but it's not hard for me. I don't get afraid of it. Whereas for many people, it can be really confronting. So our fears are very particular to each of us. They come from our background, our life story, they're mysterious. But anyway, I'm up there on this sort of cliff face today, heading towards the summit. And I'm like, oh, this is really hard. There's a couple of moments where I actually was like, oh boy. And I wondered if I was actually going to be able to push myself through and get to the summit. And what I want to talk to you about is this experience, because it's a great metaphor for what happens in life to most of us. I've lived long enough and I've spoken about this content long enough to realize that all of the cool stuff that we really desire in life is often on the other side of either hard work or addressing fear in our lives. There just seems to be this iron law of the universe that we have to push through difficulties and fears to get to the stuff that really rewards us and fulfills us. So I think what happens for a lot of people is that they avoid that, and we have a culture that makes it incredibly easy to avoid, to stay stuck in comfort zones, and in addictions. But as I pushed through that fear today, and it was quite real for me, eventually I emerge up on the summit plateau and make it to the summit. So if you follow me on Instagram at jdoylespeaks, you can see a lot of that footage, and it's awesome. Once I was up there, I was like, this is the best, and the fear just disappeared. So I just felt that I would share this message with you, because that experience today is just such a metaphor for all of us. If you look at your own life now, there'll be things that you're not doing or avoiding because they hold some charge of fear for you. And I'm not your judge. I'm sure whatever your fear is, there's actually probably good reasons for it. Maybe from your child, maybe from things that have happened. So there's no point judging each other's fears because they're very particular to us. But once we know them, they are simultaneously an invitation to growth. So the thing that we're most afraid of is often the thing that if we can transcend it, will lead us to growth and to the happiness and breakthrough that we often seek. So that's my story from today of just facing what was quite genuine. Like, I'm not just going, I was a little bit nervous. I was like halfway up this cliff. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I was like, oh no, what if I freeze up here? And there's just this incredible experience of pressing through it and reaching that summit. And that's life, right? Identify what's important, doing the hard work of approaching the summit, facing the fear, and then pushing through to the other side. That's life. That's your life. That's my life. That's where all the good stuff is. All right, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to just take from this little simple story that we're meant to face what's difficult, because if we do, cool stuff happens. All right, please make sure you're subscribed. Everything else you need to know about me is on the website at jonathan.com, or you can say hi on Instagram at jdoylespeaks. God bless you, my friends. This has been Jonathan Doyle. This is The Daily Message, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.